Could you welcome today our fourth Lenten Vesper service, our focus, You Die to Ransom Me. Each week we join the Order of Vespers for the Divine Service. Join us for next week, March 30th, as we look at what the Scripture says, binding ourselves to God. We're happy that you're here. Join us each week for the Lenten focus as we draw near to Holy Week. Continue now on page 229, and we stand for the Order of Vespers. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips.
Chanted responsive.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, let my cry come to you.
Thank you. passion account, Peter and Judas. Now, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard while sitting in the light of the fire. One of the maids of the high priest, the doorkeeper, came to him and asked, "Aren't you one of this man's disciples, the man from Nazareth, Jesus the Galilean?" She looked straight at him. He too was with him. But Peter denied it in front of them all. "I don't know him, woman, and I don't know what you're talking about." He went out to the entrance, and then the rooster crowed. A little later, another maid saw him. "This man was with Jesus from Nazareth," she told all those standing around. Again, Peter denied and swore, "I am not. I don't know the man." But an hour later, another insisted, "It's obvious this man was with him. Why, he's a Galilean." After a while, those who stood near approached Peter. "It's obvious you're one of them. Your accent gives you away. You are a Galilean." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Didn't I see you with Jesus in the garden?" Again, Peter denied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." He began to curse and swear, "I don't know this man who you're talking about." Just then, while he was speaking, the rooster crowed a second time. Then the Lord Jesus turned and looked directly at Peter. And Peter remembered the Lord telling him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." Peter went outside and wept bitterly. As soon as it was morning, all the ruling priests and elders of the people and the scribes, the whole Jewish council, had a meeting. They brought Jesus before the council and asked, "Are you the Christ? Tell us." He said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. If I ask you a question, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be sitting at the right hand of the power of God." "Are you then the Son of God?" they asked. He answered, "As you say, I am he." "Why do we need any more testimony?" they asked. "We ourselves have heard him say it himself." The entire assembly decided to put Jesus to death. They bound Jesus, took him to Caiaphas in the palace, and handed him over to Pilate the governor early in the morning. When Judas, who betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he felt sorrow. He brought the 30 pieces of silver back to the ruling priests. "I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood." They said, "Why do we care? That's your problem." Judas threw the money into the temple courts and went away and hanged himself. Falling headfirst, he burst in the middle and all his bowels came out. When the ruling priests took the money, they said, "It is not right to put this into the temple treasury. It is blood money." So they decided to use it to buy the potter's field for the burial of strangers. That is why this field has ever since been called the Field of Blood, that what the prophet Jeremiah said was fulfilled. They took 30 shekels of silver, the price of him on whom the children of Israel set a value, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Lenten Responsory, page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of God, my salvation.
Hymn 453, verse 1 and 5. Christians, if they could still receive the Lord's Supper. And we might not be sure why that is. We might not understand the issue. We might think about that very pragmatically. If given the choice between life and death, if the choice is say some words, kill an animal, or die, is it not better to choose life? Those early Christians understood you cannot say one thing and believe another. You cannot with your lips curse Jesus and still in your hearts believe in him. St. Paul tells us that no one who has the Spirit in him can curse Jesus, just as no one who does not have the Spirit can call him Lord. Now, Peter discovered that the hard way. He acted very pragmatically in today's story when he denied our Lord 3 times. He was there to help Jesus however he could. Perhaps he had some misguided idea that he could save Jesus from death. So when those 3 people came and asked him, "Do you follow Jesus?" it makes sense to deny it, not to let the scheme away. But every time he denied Jesus, he threw himself further away from him. Each time he became
more strident, more passionate about his denial. Woman, I do not know him. Man, I am not his follower. Man, I do not know what you're talking about. I do not know this Jesus. I will not follow him. I will not suffer what the followers of Christ must suffer. He took the name of Jesus, a precious treasure, and he tossed it aside into the dust like trash. And when the rooster crowed the second time, when Christ looked up and turned to him, stared him directly in the face, Peter remembered Jesus' words, that three times he would deny his Lord before the second crow of the rooster. And he remembered his own words, what Peter said to Jesus when he said he would deny him. Lord, I am ready to go with you to both prison and to death. Peter saw his bravado. He saw his brave words. And he saw exactly how much they were worth. Nothing. Jesus, in fact, Peter, in fact, was not ready to go to prison, was not ready to die for Jesus' sake. And realizing this, he fled the scene. He ran away in the dark to weep bitter tears. He was not alone in his despair. Judas, seeing his Lord betrayed by him, knowing that he was innocent of the charges placed against him, looked inside himself and found sin. And he tried to atone as best he could. He took the money they gave him, offered it to give it back to the high priests and the elders. And these men, charged with his care, charged with his eternal soul, seeing him in grief and shame over sin, turned him away. They said to him, "What is it to us? This is your problem. Take your sin and go somewhere else." And Judas, having already thrown away the name of Jesus, having sunken deep into despair, did the only thing he could. He took his own life. St. Peter and Judas Iscariot shared the same sin. They did not trust in their Lord above all things. And yet despite this, Jesus continued on walking to the cross. Your soul in griefs unbounded, your head with thorns surrounded, you died to ransom me. The cross for me enduring, the crown for me securing, you healed my wounds and set me free. Jesus, though he was innocent, he bore the wounds. He bore the cross for Peter, for Judas. Even though they were not worthy of it, he bore it for them. He bore it for all. He did not throw someone under the bus, so to speak, to save his own life. He did not sacrifice another to save his own skin. He died for them. He died for us. He counted us worthy of his own blood. He counted us worthy of receiving crowns paid for with his own holy, precious life. He did not abandon us, his people, but for us he died. And he did so willingly, even joyfully. Now, tradition tells us that when Peter came to the end of his life, he was captured by the Romans, and he was given those two choices: denounce Christ and live, or confess him and die. And Peter chose the better life, the eternal life. He did not deny his Lord again, but for his Lord's sake, he was willing to suffer even death. So now Peter, with all the martyrs who confessed Christ, he sees our risen Lord. He sees the Son of Man, risen from the dead, seated at the right hand of the power of God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Continue on page 231, the Canticle and the Magnificat. We stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will all be blessed. For the Almighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is above to fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength within us. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, fill out the ritual friendship pad and place it in the basket as you leave, we gather the offerings. You may be seated. continue the Kyrie, page 233. We stand to sing.
Spirit be with you all.